Chapter 3. Two Men and a Body. Cayley looked around suddenly at the voice. "Can I help?" said Antony politely. "Something's happened," said Cayley. He was breathing quickly. "I heard a shot. It sounded like a shot. I was in the library. A loud bang. I didn't know what it was. And the door's locked." He rattled the handle again and shook it. "Open the door!" he cried. "I say, Mark, what is it? Open the door!"
"But he must have locked the door on purpose," said Antony. "So why should he open it just because you ask him to?"
Cayley looked at him in a bewildered way. Then he turned to the door again. "We must break it in," he said, putting his shoulder to it. "Help me."
"Isn't there a window?"
Cayley turned to him stupidly.
"Window? Window?"
"So much easier to break in a window," said Antony with a smile. He looked very cool and collected as he stood just inside the hall, leaning on his stick and thinking, no doubt, that a great deal of fuss was being made about nothing. But then he had not heard the shot.
"Window, of course. What an idiot I am."
He pushed past Antony and began running out into the drive. Antony followed him. They ran along the front of the house, down a path to the left, and then to the left again over the grass, Cayley in front, the other close behind him. Suddenly, Cayley looked over his shoulder and pulled up short.
"Here," he said.